The following shir has been presented by Rav Zev Lef, Rav of Moshav Matisyahu in Eretz Yisrael, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis Omer Aleph quotes the Mishnah that even a poor person who has to take money from tzedakah has to be mekayim the mitzvah of arba kosos. The Gemara asks, that seems to be obvious. And the Gemara answers, this is even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, "Asei Shabbat chachol the al tzedarich lebrios." The person should make his Shabbos the same as the weekday concerning his eating, and not to have to take tzedakah to make it different. I would think over here the same thing. Kamash Malon, no, that because of Pirsumei Nisa, because the Arba Kosos are to publicize the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even Rabbi Akiva admits that you have to take tzedakah. The Rambam learns from this. Similarly, by Ner Chanukah, a person would have to go and beg for money in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, since Ner Chanukah is also Pirsumei Nisa. The Maram Shik explains why Pirsumei Nisa is different, because Pirsumei Nisa is not only for a person to fulfill his own obligation, but he has a responsibility to publicize the miracle to others. It's like a mitzvah bein adam lechaveiro, and for that he can't exempt himself from receiving tzedakah to fulfill the mitzvah, since the purpose of the mitzvah is for others also. What about other mitzvahs? Is a person, aside from Shabbos, which Rabbi Akiva says one is not chayiv to go around and get money from tzedakah to be mekayim only Shabbos, but for mitzvahs, even rabbinic mitzvahs, the Pirsumei Nisa he is, what about other mitzvahs? So the Bir Halacha in Simin Tuf Reish Nun Vav Divra Maskel Afilu says that some bring a proof from a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says Kabed Es Hashem Mehonecha, and you only have to build a sukkah or buy tefillin if you have the money to do it. If God didn't give you the money to do it, then you don't have to build a sukkah and you don't have to buy tefillin. The Bir Halacha says that is only talking about the Hechsher Mitzvah, talking about you're having your own sukkah or your own tefillin. But in order to mekayim the mitzvah of wearing tefillin or the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, there, in order to fulfill the mitzvah in HaTorah, you have to even go around and beg for money. And he says, a kal v'chomer, if for mitzvahs that are only rabbinic, like Chanukah and like Arba Kosos, you have to go beg to fulfill them, surely mitzvahs that are from the Torah, even though he says perhaps those mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, that are Pirsumei Nisa, are even more strict than the mitzvahs from the Torah. But he says that the L'mais L'Halacha is not like that, and one has to go beg in order to fulfill any mitzvah from the Torah. If that's the case, the Chasam Sofer says, then why is the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos different? So he says, because the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos and three meals on Shabbos is Zecher Laman, and the Man taught people bitachon on the Rabbanu Shalom, and going to beg and depend on other people is totally incongruous with the lesson of the Man. The Chemdes Yisrael says that the greatest Onig Shabbos is for a person not to be dependent on other people and be satisfied with what he has. And therefore, when it comes to the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos, there's no idea of going and begging from others to fulfill that mitzvah. What exactly are you exempt from, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Asei Shabbat Chachol? Some say that you are potter from having an extra suda from three sudos, and you're also potter from making the sudos better than they would be during the week, even with anything small to add. Some hold that you're still chayiv, according to Rabbi Akiva, to have three sudos, but you're potter from adding into those sudos anything more than you would have in a regular weekday suda. And some say that you're even chayiv to add a little bit to each of the sudos, and you're only potter, according to Rabbi Akiva, from what would be beyond that. The Taz writes that somebody who has money to live on, but if he would tighten his belt, then he'd be able to exist better. Then he shouldn't tighten his belt for Shabbos, and there even Rabbi Akiva holds you don't say Aseh Shabbat Chachol. If he has a little bit of money himself, and he still has to come on to other people, then he is chayiv to mechabed the Shabbos and add a little bit according to what he has, a little bit extra from what would be from the week. And if he has nothing, and he has to go and beg, there Rabbi Akiva said he should only beg enough for what would be necessary to eat and not any of the extras for Onik Shabbos. Tosus and Beya, Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, ask a question. The Gemara over there says, Levu Alai, go and borrow, and I will, and in order to enhance the Yontif, and I'll pay back. So, according to the Girsa of the Gra, Tosfos' answer is, that's only where you have somebody to borrow from. But if you have no one to borrow from, then, like Rabbi Akiva said, Aseh Shabbat Chachol. But if you have someone to borrow from, then even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you should go and borrow and make the Shabbos special. According to the Girsa of the Beis Yosef, the Girsa and Tosfos is, if you have money to pay back, you don't have it right now, but you'll have money in the future to pay back the loan, then you can borrow, and then you shouldn't make your Shabbos like Chol. But if you have no means of paying back the loan, then you shouldn't borrow. And then Rabbi Akiva said his halacha of Aseh Shabbat Chachol. The Meiri says that that halacha of borrowing only applies to being able to have enough to make Kiddush. And the Toras Chaim says that that halacha is only legabe yontif, where there's a chiyuv of simcha, not on Shabbos where there's only oneg. And it's on Shabbos that Rabbi Akiva said Aseh Shabbat Chachol. Or that Yontif is like Pursume Nisa. Every Yontif comes to publicize a miracle that happened, and therefore the sudos of Yontif you have to borrow from, just like you have to borrow and beg for Arba Kosos. But the sudos of Shabbos, that's what Rabbi Akiva said, Aseh Shabbat Chachol.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.